Hi.
Hello. Hi, Claire. How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, very good. All right, let's begin then. So I am teacher Carlos, and before we start, let's go over some rules. First of all, please try to speak loudly so I can understand what you're saying. And if you make mistakes, that's fine. No worries. But if you have any questions, please let me know. And also, if you feel that I speak too fast, please let me know, okay?
Okay.
All right, good. So, all right, Claire, how are you today?
Great.
Great, all right, okay. All right, how was your weekend?
Just fine.
Fine? Did you do anything? Yeah. Did you do anything interesting?
Yeah, I go to school and practice volleyball.
Okay. All right. You like playing volleyball?
Yeah, I'm in school team.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. Awesome. So now, so you like volleyball, and what are some things you like to do besides
listen to music?
Listen to music. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what are some things you don't like to do?
Don't like to do. Don't like to do. Play music.
Play music. All right. Yeah. Why not? Why not?
I think I didn't have the talent in that part. Yeah.
All right. That's okay. No worries. Okay. Now, the reason why I'm asking this is because today we're going to talk about this, cheering people up. All right.
Yes.
Now, do you know what this is? Cheering someone.
When somebody feeling bad and you can say something or to help them feel good.
Right. Okay. Very good. So here's what we're going to do. I will show you four pictures here, right? And it's a conversation. So there's no words, but once you look at them, I want you to tell me, what do you think will happen in this conversation? All right. Okay. Here they are.
Mm.
What do you think is going on here?
I think is the woman is feeling bad and the man is talking with her and something like that. I don't know.
Okay. All right. That's okay. All right. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go through this conversation, right? And we're going to do this together, right? So these are two people. We have Bethany, and that's a girl, and then we have Carl, the guy, right? And something seems wrong in this conversation, okay? Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do, we're going to do this together. So you are going to be Bethany, okay? And okay. I will be Carl.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Then here. Okay, here we go.
Hi, Carl. I brought some get well cards from the guys at work.
Okay, so she hands Carl a stack. That's okay, don't worry. She hands Carl a stack of cards. He opens one. Okay. Take care from all of us in accounting. Having all of these good wishes really cheers me up.
That's great, Cole.
What's wrong, Bethany? You look a little down.
Oh, I don't want to burden you when you're sick.
It's no problem. Tell me what happened. So
it's my apartment.
It's
my... my apartment.
Right. Okay. What else?
My landlord is kicking me out so he can rent the place to his sister.
I'm so sorry to hear that, Bethany.
I love my apartment. It's cute and close to work. Now I only have a week left, and then I'm out on the street with no place to live.
It'll be okay. I'm sure we can figure something out.
Do you really think so?
Absolutely. Good friends give each other a shoulder to cry on and help you find a way to make things better. All right. Very good. So you can see here in this conversation, you have a lot of, maybe a lot of like vocabulary words, a lot of expressions that, you know, people use. So let's go through these. All right. Oh, we have this. Okay, let's continue.
Okay. And maybe even give a friend a place to stay until she finds a new apartment.
Give him my laptop and we'll start looking for a new apartment for you right now. All right, so let's go over these words and these expressions. Okay. All right, so as you can see, we have 8 vocabulary words. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go through each one of them. All right. So, all right, Claire. So what is number one?
Stack.
Stack. All right. So for example, a stack of cards. So what do you think that is?
A lot of cards and is
like let me show you. All right, so for example okay, what is this?
A mask.
All right, what are these?
A stack of masks.
Very good. All right, it's a stack of masks. So it's like a stack of masks, a stack of cards. It's like one on top of the other, right? And you make like something, you know, you have like a lot of cards, a lot of things that are on top of each other. That's a stack. All right. Now, how about number two?
Accounting.
Accounting.
It's a job, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a job. What do they work with?
About some math or something.
Yes, so they have to work with numbers, right? Because accounting is all about numbers. And yes, they use some math as well, right? Basically what we're trying to do is like they want to have every number to be like the same, right? So that's what they do in accounting. Mm-hmm. All right, we went over this one, cheer somebody up, right? Just to make someone happy, right? Now, how about this? Down.
Like unhappy.
Unhappy. Very good. Yeah, so in this one can be a little bit tricky because it depends on the conversation, right? Like it could mean like, oh, let's go down, right? But it can also mean like, oh, I'm feeling down. I'm not feeling that good. I'm unhappy, right? Okay. How about this? Number 5. I don't want to burden you with my troubles.
Yeah, I don't want that to impact.
Okay, so I don't want to burden you. It's like, okay, let's say that you and I are talking, right? And I'm feeling down. I feel really unhappy. I feel really sad. And I know you've had a really busy week, right? So, you know, you had everything you had to do, like your troubles and everything. So you have a lot going on. So I don't want to give you more trouble, right? I don't want to give you more like negative things because you are already busy, right? So to burden somebody is to like, I don't want to give you more trouble, basically. Uh-huh. Right. Okay. So that's really nice. If your friend says that, but again, it's a good idea to listen to them. All right. Yeah. Okay. Good. Now what is this? Block.
Block.
Block. Sounds a little bit funny, but what is it? All right, let's go back because this one, for this verb here, flop, like we need some context, right? So, okay, so, you know, here they're talking about the apartment, right?
Yeah.
But then here, Bethany says it's flopping into a chair. And he says, it's my apartment. So what do you think flop is?
Little bit angry and like throw me to on the chair.
Right. So this verb here, flopping, like you said, it's when you feel like upset or, you know, like when you feel like sad or very unhappy, right? You use this because it's like very, it's a little bit aggressive when you use this, right? And then to flop something, right? It's like you grab something or, you know, it's like you grab something, but it's very, very aggressive. Right, because you feel very sad or very upset. All right. Uh-huh. Okay, good. Now, how about this? Rent.
Rent. Kind of borrow something to you and but use at rent the house or
Okay. So let me ask. Do you have your own house or is it
rented? Oh yes, we, my family, have our own house.
Right. Okay. Now, okay, may I ask, where do you live?
I live in Taiwan, and it's at Hsinchu.
Hsinchu. Okay. Right. Now, let's say that you move to Taipei, for example. Now, is it cheap or is it expensive?
Expensive.
It's very expensive, right?
Yeah.
So, for example, you know, if you rent an apartment for yourself, like, I think it would be like at, you know, if you rent an apartment in Taipei for yourself, maybe it would be like, I don't know, maybe like let's say like 15,000 or something, at least, right? That's only for you, right? So when you rent something, you are using it, but you have to pay for it. Like you said, like renting an apartment or a house, like you need to pay a rent like every month, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something, it's anything you can use, but it's not yours. So you have to pay for it, right?
Yeah.
That's renting. Okay, and then this. What's the last one here?
Absolutely. Of course.
Yes, you're correct. Absolutely, of course. Very good. Okay, yeah. So we have 8 vocabulary words here. Now, we also have some expressions. So let's go through these. Now, okay, what is this?
Kick somebody out.
Okay. Can I stay there? Yes or no?
No.
No, right? So if, you know, let's say that let's go back to renting the apartment. I'm renting an apartment, right? But I haven't paid for it for 2 or 3 months, for example.
Yeah.
Right? And then my landlord would be like, okay, you have to go. You haven't paid, you have to go, right? So he is kicking me out. Like, okay, get out of here because you're not paying. Now, what is a landlord?
The person rent you the apartment.
Right. So the landlord, or you can also, if it's a woman, we can also say landlady.
Landlady.
Yeah. So the landlord or landlady, right? They are the owners of the place. So yes, you stay there, but they own the place, right? They own the apartment. So that's why you need to pay them every month. So if they don't want you there, they can certainly kick you out, right? They can say, you know what, like, get out of here because you haven't paid at all. All right. Okay. All right. So, Claire, can we read this sentence, please?
The man was kicked out of the restaurant after he started a fight with another customer.
Right. And this works for any place. Like, they can, you know, they can kick you out from any place, right? Like a restaurant or, you know, an apartment, school, any place. All right.
Mm.
Okay. So kick somebody out. All right. Now, okay. Now here we have another expression, which is kick off. All right. What do you think this is? Kick off.
Like, something is going to begin, like start, mm-hmm. start a game or something.
Right. So, for example, I think it was last month,
Olympics.
Olympic Games, right? The Olympics, they kicked off in Japan last month, right? So yeah. they began in Japan, right? So you're correct, right? Kickoff is like, okay, we're gonna start, we're going to begin, right? So all right, let's read here.
The team captains tossed a coin to decide who would kick off.
Right. Okay. Good. Right. Excellent. So kick out, kick off. All right. Okay. How about this?
A shoulder to cry on. Need a comfort.
Yeah, is to comfort somebody. Yeah, so like if you have a friend who is going through a hard time, or you know maybe you are going through a hard time, then a good idea is to look for a shoulder to cry on. So this like we use it again when we are feeling sad or unhappy, and it's basically, okay, I need a friend to talk to. So I need a shoulder to cry on. All right. And maybe you even need to cry, right? Because sometimes crying is a good thing. And if you have a friend with you, then it's even better. Okay.
Yes.
So Claire, let's read here.
I needed a shoulder to cry on after my dog died.
Okay. Claire, do you have any pets?
No.
No? Yeah. Okay. Now, how about your favorite animal? What is it?
Favorite dog.
A dog. Why? Yeah.
They're cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think dog is a kind animal.
Right. Yeah, yes, they are cute, they are kind, and one thing that dogs are, all dogs are good at, it's that they are loyal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What is this, loyal?
Loyal. It's like, it's very, be, how to say that?
It's okay, don't worry. All right, so I'll tell you. So loyal is, yes, it's just be with you. Be with you no matter what, right? So they're not gonna like go with somebody else. They're gonna be with you no matter what. Right, so that's loyal, and like we can also apply that to friends, boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands, wife, loyal. It's just to be with you, not with somebody else, just with you, no matter what. All right, good. Okay. All right. Now let's wrap up. Okay. All right, so here we need to fill in the blank, right? And what we need to do is we use the vocabulary words that we learned earlier, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so what's wrong?
What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong with you?
Yes, you can say that. Let's say, what's wrong with you? Okay. And then you look
down.
You look down. Okay. Look down. All right. And then, I don't want to
burden you.
Burden you. Okay. I don't want to burden you. When you are
when you are sick?
Yes, we can say sick, busy, you know, you have a lot going on. Okay, so it's no problem. Tell me what happened. It's my
apartment.
Okay. What happened to your apartment?
My lawyer kicked me out. Landlord.
Kick me out. All right. So my landlord kicked me out. I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm sorry to hear that. A person name?
And can you say it again, please?
Claire, I think. Claire.
Okay, Claire. Let's use Claire. Okay. All right. Good. Right. So, all right. So this conversation you might have with like your best friend or, you know, your boyfriend or husband or, you know, anyone that's very close to you, or mom, dad, right? Because you're talking about something that it's very sensitive. Like it's going to, you know, it makes you feel like sad or unhappy, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, okay. So Claire, do you remember like the last time you felt like down?
Yes.
What happened?
Is that I want to quit at my school team. But I don't know how to tell my coach and teammate.
Okay, all right. Was it the volleyball team?
Yeah.
Okay, and why, may I ask, why do you want to quit?
Because I got a lot of injury.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. And like how long did you play for the team? Like
when I was third grade in elementary school.
Okay. So that how long is that like I don't know. How long is that? Like, how many years?
6 years.
Six years.
Yeah.
Okay, 6 years. All right. So, okay. Now, so did you, like, eventually, did you tell them or no?
I tell my close friend. Yeah, but now I'm still at school team. I didn't quit.
Oh, you didn't quit? All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how do you feel like staying in the team?
Is very happy. Although it's sometimes very tired, but stay with my teammate and win the game is let me feel a sense of achievement.
That's awesome. Congratulations. Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, okay. So you won the game. That's good. And yeah. How about your injuries? Like, how do you feel about them?
It feels feeling good now, and my injuries get better.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. All right. Excellent. Okay, let's move to this here. All right. Now, what are some ways that you can cheer people up, right? These are some things you can say to, like, your friends or someone who is feeling, you know, sad or feeling down. So, what is number one?
Don't give up.
Don't give up, right? Don't give up.
Yeah.
Yeah, like what you did, right? Don't give up. Okay. Now, this is like, this number, let's read number two first.
It's not over till the fat lady sings.
Right. Okay. Now, this one, it sounds quite funny, but it's basically the same thing. Right? Like, it's basically like, don't give up. All right. Mm-hmm. How about three?
Keep your chin up.
Okay. Your chin is like, this part right here, right? Keep your chin up. All right. How about number four?
Be positive. Things aren't that bad.
Okay, excellent. All right, and then the last one?
Come on, I have faith in you.
Great job. All right, very good. Okay, Claire, so with this, we are done for today. You did an amazing job. Very good. And before we go, just don't forget to fill in the survey, okay?
Okay.
All right. Great job, Claire. I hope to see you again. All right. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.